Go Loud presents Murder Most Irish. Find it first on the Go Loud app and on all major podcast platforms.
We can't go to a love hotel, because your husband and child are coming, and we can't go to a love hotel.
Yeah, but I'll dump them.
No, we can't.
Hey, you two go to this. They'd be like, yay!
And me and Sarah, like, we're going to go and get a blue light.
I just, how could you imagine?
And just have a look around and record what we find.
I just, I'm obsessed with them. And I know it's really unhealthy.
No, I get it, though. Like, some of them are fucking wild.
I want to go to the wildest one.
Like the space themed ones, I love those ones because they do.
I've seen
like,
ones that were subway themed.
No way.
Just down on,
just sitting on.
And
subway.
You like go into your room and you're on a train. But you're
like, Sarah. Yeah, there's.
I don't know why you'd want to be banging on a train.
No, neither do I.
On like, the subway,
it's filthy.
Yeah, on the metro.
But isn't that the point of it? Like people are like, I love a bit of dirt or whatever they say now. You know what I mean? They love a bit of filth.
Yeah.
If you were on a train, I watched it. Okay, so this TV show that I tell people about, but no one wants to watch it, so. I've tried. It's called Adults. It's on Disney. I don't have Disney, so I downloaded it. It's called Adults, and it's the only person I really know who's in it is Jack Innanen, who's like a TikTok or Instagram person, but he's very funny, very beautiful. But he's in it, and it's a really, really good show. But the very, very first episode, the first scene of the first episode, is they're all sitting on the subway because it's set in Queens, and there's a guy jerking off. Mm. So then they're like trying to like get him to stop jerking off. And then one of the girls, she starts jerking off being like, taste your own medicine. So she starts jerking off and he's jerking off. And I was like, what would you, if you were on a train, would you say something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
Have you seen?
I'm going to be arrested.
Lauren and Nikita.
Right? Oh my God, yeah.
Lauren, who have a podcast called Sister, Sister.
Sorry if I'm shouting, by the way. I can't hear anything. I'm very, very
which
sorry.
Which is C-Y-S-T-E-R because it's for assist. They encountered a man, masturbating in the park.
A jerk offer.
And the video that they sent me is probably one of like at least once a month when I'm sad,
it's
I watch it.
So funny.
It's Lauren going, excuse
like
me?
It's not funny that he's doing that. Lauren's
reaction.
It's
just Lauren's reaction because she's like,
so funny.
I'm going to count to five.
He's like full blown pulling
they
the
had to go
stomach
to court.
Off. They had to go to court over yeah. it.
I actually, do you know what we must do?
What?
We must get them to like ring us
also,
and tell
no,
us.
You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to do an episode with them. Yeah, we can do that
the
now.
The story of Lauren going to court.
Oh my
because
God,
because they
have
went
to do
court
it.
Because they were the witnesses.
Why don't we, when we're going over to see if we get tickets for O'Mary, Mary. We'll bring our little microphones?
Yeah. Well, no, they have a podcast studio
we
they
can
rent.
Record an episode.
Because honestly, Lauren in court, like.
Oh,
I'd say
God, I would love to have been there.
Like the defense for this man were like, oh, we're cooked. Like she said at one point she said, can I approach the TV?
I was there and he was there.
Yeah, and so she stood up and went over and she said, because one of the questions was about like how did you know it was like a jacket or something like that, and she said, well, you see, I don't know about you, but you see those two arms, those hair, that's Jack. She'll tell him much better than me, but honestly, she told Nikita rang me the day they had to go to court and I was in stitches. The day they sent me the video, I was in stitches. And there's children here.
Well, like, she's right. And like, I've never seen anybody jerk off. Like,
we were flashed, me and Leslie, years ago. We were in secondary school.
Yeah.
Me and Leslie, was like, and I, because you know how I walk around the world. Paying attention to nothing.
You didn't see it.
So I got off the bus and I was paying attention to everybody else.
Yeah, of course you were.
Being
Sarah in a restaurant.
Yeah. Being
good luck having a conversation with Sarah in a restaurant.
Being bothered by this man, but I didn't realise that that's what was happening. Yeah. So I was just watching the commotion with all these people and then I just was like confronted with this man's tiny penis.
Oh, a little teeny tiny. A little micro Mickey.
And Leslie was like, I said, where are you going with that?
Ugh.
Who are you trying to impress?
But like, isn't that a crazy thing to do?
Yes.
Just like,
yeah. Village.
I'm going to wake up today and go down to Clondalkin Village and pull my penis out in front of people.
Oh no, he had, like, he wasn't even pulling his penis out. He just had a jacket with like nothing on underneath.
Oh, he did the like,
yeah, it was proper
old
streaking.
School.
Yeah, proper flashing. Like, not even. Like,
just like.
Yeah, he just.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he just was like opening his jacket. No, I know, like, I'm laughing, but what? I also know that that's a crime that potentially leads to a more.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, like it's a gateway, it's crime. It's a
gateway crime, yeah.
But like,
he. But like, what was he, what was he expecting?
I think the whole idea.
It's the thrill of like.
I think they're expecting the response they get. I don't think think they want the, oh my God, let's do it.
No, it is the shock and the disgust. I think it's
the
shock
and the disgust and the confrontation. Which is why it's a gateway crime, right? Because it's like.
Yeah, because it's like, that's like the first kind of kick you get, like. Out of, we did a case about a guy who was like Peeping Tom and flashing. Yeah. And it is the first.
You guys had a Peeping Tom, did you not?
We had
back home.
We had a guy in our village. He's in prison now for other reasons, which are related to that.
Yeah.
We had a guy that used to like stop outside people's gates at like 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning and like stare in their windows and stuff. He did it constantly. And
when I tell you, you'd never.
No, you see, I think what's crazy is me now, like, I was a kid when this happened, so I didn't do anything. Me now, as an adult, if that happened, he'd be dead. Like, I'd be like, I'm going to jump this wall and kill you.
Yeah.
But for some reason in my village, no offense to anybody in my village, but this is how I grew up. It's my truth. It's how we all grew up. There's a tendency in the little Irish villages to be, shh, don't talk about that. Shh, don't say anything. Oh, don't mention that name. Like, specific family name, because everybody was afraid of them. And now I'm like, I'm not afraid of them.
No, like, obviously I'm sure it is a crime to flash people. It's indecent exposure. Yeah, it's indecent exposure. But yeah. I don't think the, like...
punishable by prison. Yeah, I don't think it is, actually, to be honest with you. I don't think it is. But, like, to be perfectly honest, if not prison, it should be an extensive stay in a psychiatric ward, because that person's going to do something else.
Yeah.
This is not coming... That's a sex crime. This is not coming from... a bit of crack, do you know what I mean? That's not, they're trying to get a
response. I'll never forget that day. I never forget when we were getting off the bus at St. Mary's School in Clondalkin, and our friend was in the band.
Yeah.
And she was in the hall in the school, so that's where we were going. And we got off the bus and Leslie was like, you were so funny. I was like, what are you doing with that? Jesus.
But like, it's horrible. And especially
I walked in the park and came upon two men having sex. Also, I've done
this before, yeah.
Tell you what,
that wouldn't bother me as much. Although, if you, I've said this before, you can call me a cop all you want. If I'm in a public area and you're banging in a public, I'm calling the guards.
And it was like,
you're going to jail. Nobody has consented to this except you two.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see this. Yeah. Put your Mickey away. You're going to jail.
Yeah, I'll never forget it. I never forget that moment, because I was on the Mitch from school, so I couldn't even be like, ring my mom. And it was a really, like, it was a really confusing day as well, because I was on the Mitch from school. I was hanging out with a friend of mine that had just broken up with another friend of mine, but the friend that he'd broken up with is more of a friend.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Right? And then he tried to kiss me in the park, so I was like, I have to go. And then as I was leaving, I was really discombobulated in any way.
What's that noise over there?
No, I went to walk out, but it was the toilets.
Oh, they were in the toilets.
And it was a little laneway down the side of a toilet. And I turned and I was like, oh, and I went, ah, like that. And the guy that was getting it, was receiving it, put his hands down because he had his hands up against the wall.
Oh, no.
And so but the other guy didn't stop, so he knocked him head first into the wall. So then I was like, just ran. I just was like,
oh my God.
Yeah, so, and it was like, it was a pebble dash wall.
Oh, he cut the fucking forehead off himself. He had to go back and tell the wife. Trip and fell. I was not getting rolled up the arse. First of all, before you even start again. Secondly, the wall was pebble dashed.
And I got a fright from this woman. I'm
not having this conversation again.
And I was in my school uniform.
You know what it is? It makes me sad because I people like, you know, so I'm watching Half Man. This is relevant.
I don't know what Half Man is.
Half Man is the new show from Richard Gadd, who did Baby Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
The show itself is deeply, deeply fucked up. Deeply.
Everything he does appears to be fucked
up. This shit is fucked up. Like, it
What's
is
that on?
Messed up. It's on BBC.
Okay.
It is really dark. It's I can't really explain what it's about. Like, it's about two men, two boys that are brothers, but they're not really brothers.
And they're like,
they're not related. Yeah, they're not related. All.
One's like brought into the family.
Yeah, one's mother starts dating the other's mother.
Yeah.
That they're not blood related. They did not know each other as children. They're not, like, it's not, that's not what it is. But they develop this really weird codependent bond. And one of the characters, spoilers for Half Man from here on. Jamie Bell's character is gay. And as the season progresses, they obviously age him. He's younger and then he's older. He is gay and he is having sex with men in public toilets because it's like the 90s in Scotland and that's what you did and you had no choice and you couldn't be gay. So I've said this before, is this weird thing where everyone's calling them degenerates, but it's like you're calling them degenerates because they can't have normal relationships with anybody because you won't let them.
Yeah.
So they're rogering men into public toilets because they don't have any fucking choice do that. Like, yeah. You know, and it's just even with that thing where you're saying you saw those people in the bathroom. That makes me sad because it's like these men did not get a chance to walk in a park holding someone's hand and discover sex in a way that wasn't like dirty and bad and wrong and we're hiding and there's something wrong with us and we're going to hell.
Mm.
Like, that makes me so fucking sad, man. Anyway, gays, eh?
The gays, eh?
The gays, what are you at?
What are you at there, eh?
One of them in the room there.
The gays, eh?
Probably.
Traumatising me in the park? I was only a baby.
Think about it.
I was like,
take a long, hard look at yourself.
When he hit his head, I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Yeah, sorry, I was like, oh.
Like, that must have hurt like a motherfucker. Oh, well.
It did. He went, and then the other fellow went, oh, and I was like, oh my God, it's all happening.
Oh, his poor head. Pebble dash to bits, like.
It's all happening.
But yeah, people should watch Half Man, because I'm like, I watch it like this.
I've started to watch Widow's Bay. Widow's...
What's that?
I'm waiting to get the name of it. It's kind of like a comedy horror.
Ooh.
It's on Apple. It's got that guy, Matthew Reese.
Oh! Also, hey, if Heat Rivalry doesn't come back soon, I'm going to kill myself. I just need everybody to know. I have nothing to live for at the moment. I need those two homosexuals back on my screen ASAP. If someone could speak to Jacob Tierney, that would be... Just if everybody could write an email... JacobTierney@gmail.com.
Widow's Bay is the name of the TV show.
Widow's Bay.
And it's kind of got like weird Twin Peaks vibes, but like it's got a bit of comedy. Is it American? Yeah, it's on Apple TV.
Okay.
Would
you say watch it?
Yeah, I've watched the first two episodes of Graham last night and they're only like 35 minutes long.
Okay.
And, which I feel is a bit short, but however. It's like, I don't really like, you know me, I'm not like mad for like spooky shit. So there was like one moment on the second episode where I said to Graham, tell me when it's over. And then I was
okay,
like,
I'll watch it.
I'm enjoying it.
Like, are all the episodes up?
Nah.
Oh,
it's coming out week by week.
Isn't it shit that we got so spoiled with binge watching that when things are on week by week now, I'm like, are we, what's dude, happening?
I know. Are we paying? Everybody has seen The Pit season 2. Yeah. Except me! Because I'm watching it week by week and it's fucking killing me.
Yeah, I just don't. I just
and if somebody doesn't out. Just... hit that man a solid slap across the face. He is
so deeply unlikable in this season. So deeply, deeply unlikable.
And then you have that small little fucking attendant on the night that's like, hey, if you go to the dark side again.
What's this guy about?
Go to the dark side.
This guy,
go there.
Also, this guy, he's trying a bit hard. They're trying to make him something that I don't care about.
Oh, they're like desperately trying to make him something. They're like,
there's that guy's here.
But people love him on the internet.
People love Benedict Cumberbatch on the internet, Sarah Jane. People want to ride Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, they don't. Have you seen that video of Benedict Cumberbatch having a fight?
There's no need to verbally assault me. The Irish person's the like, most, you ran the line!
No, it's the most polite argument. It is very polite. The guy's like, I have you on camera. I have you on camera, sir. I believe you did do that.
Yeah, when he was in...
Gosh, golly, great, good guy.
When he was in Sherlock.
No.
Sarah Jane, you have no idea. People were... mad into him.
He is a slave owner.
He's not.
It's telling you now.
His people, however.
His people. And that face, he is... When he played Smaug in The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like that big dragon. Yeah,
he just looks like that.
Like...
People were mad into him. They wanted to ride the whole of him.
No, Emma. Yeah. No.
Yes. Women love ugly men.
They do.
They do. Mm. Because we're not deeply shallow.
No. We're not.
We're men.
I am. I only marry and have sex with good-looking men.
Women love an ugly man. I like an ugly man. Do I? Yeah.
Yeah. No, you love ugly men.
I love ugly men.
Like, you love
them. But, like, I love I love ugly men that have like a thing about them. Like if they look a bit different or they have like, I don't like just like, you're a flasher. Because I know he was ugly. In my head, he's really ugly. Like, I just don't like an ugly man that's like, hey, I'm ugly. Here's my little penis.
Okay.
I like an ugly man, but I'm like, oh, he's got a, some
like Graham Lenihan.
No. No. Oh, also, I saw a thing this morning. We might have to cut this out. It's true crime adjacent. It is true crime. So there's this woman in America. Of course, guess what? Religious. And her husband have like 2011 kids. You know these families that have like 50-11 kids and they're all like, Jesus, we love Jesus. Thomas 22 or whatever they say. Anyway, she... I don't know, is that one?
The gospel.
Thomas 22:11 says, thou shalt not, but whatever it is. And she, I believe what happened is she went on vacation with the kids and he didn't go because he was working or something. Now, she said she put the cameras in because she... I can't remember what her reason was. And I was like, bitch, you know why you put those cameras in. You knew he was up to something.
Yeah.
So it turns out he was hiring sex workers. Mr. God was hiring sex workers the entire female time she was...
Female.
Oh. The entire time she was on holidays. And then, trigger warning for animal abuse, she went through the cameras and found him with their dog.
What?
Yeah. So,
Now, sorry, sir. Bestiality is a sin.
Beyond, he should be, that man should be taken out and shot. Like, I'm sorry, there's no, what are you doing? So she went straight to the police and was like,
what the?
She was like, he is like,
fuck.
So I think she's basically taken the kids, she's gone there or whatever. But yeah, I'm not sure. Like, it was early this morning and it came up on my Instagram and I was like,
I've been affronted with this.
But yeah, like, it was that. And I was just, it was really, really upsetting because I was like, whatever about the sex workers, that is upsetting for the wife. To hurt your animal in that way, you need to be castrated at some point. Like, I don't understand how you could do that. Like, it's absolutely vile. Also, to that judge in the UK, whose name I can't remember.
Oh, who gave those two boys no criminal sentence.
Who keeps, and not only those two boys, I think six men prior to that, who were all violently abusive to their partners and their wives and didn't get any jail time. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck your ma. Mm. Fuck your entire lineage.
Fuck just, you and your ma.
Like, to have a man in court who was daily beating his wife. Daily beatings. It was like scheduled. And for him to be like, oh, well, he, you know, obviously going through a bad period and he lost his job and blah, 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 blah. We won't give him any jail time. We'll just give him some like community service. To be on the streets to go back and beat his wife again. I just don't understand how these... Like, this is... It's insane what's going on. Like, the judicial system's bias towards violent criminals is absolutely insane to me. Because in their heads, they're like, well, they're not going to do anything else except that. Like, they're not going to kill anybody. They're just angry. They are going to kill somebody. And it's more than likely going to be a woman. And once again, it'll be the woman's fault somehow.
Like, I thought it was so... It's absolutely shocking. Like, for him to be like, oh, they were so young. So I didn't want to give them a criminal record because they're such young boys. The girls that they raped and recorded are young girls.
Younger.
And their lives are changed forever. They will never be the same again.
No.
They will never, ever have the intimacy that they were potentially going to have when they were older. They're never going to feel safe.
Or have trust.
Or have trust in any way, shape or form the same way me and you do or anybody who isn't affected by a crime like that. And yet these two boys, because of their age and not even one offence, multiple offences. And the recordings apparently are dire. They're laughing and joking and like egging each other on whilst they're committing these assaults.
And you think you can like rehabilitate that?
Yeah.
You can't rehabilitate that. There's no rehabilitation.
Like, absolutely
vile.
Horrid.
Vile. And the parents of those girls and those girls, I cannot begin to imagine. Imagine being in court and what your daughters are after experiencing.
Like.
And that's what happens. Like, oh, did you get it?
This is my Miyagi.
Did you get it?
I could do that with a fucking chopstick.
Anyway, fuck that judge. And fuck Irish judges as well, because I saw recently there was an Irish judge who gave a suspended sentence to a man who had been raping his two cousins for 14 years. Got a suspended sentence. Like, he'd be fucking suspended from the rafters, the cunt. Be nothing better for him. It's just deeply upsetting what's happening to women in this country. Like, and for all these people that are like, the women and children of Ireland, where are you when these sentences are being passed down?
Oh, yeah. That
no sentence is being passed down to fucking violent criminals.
That article came out today in The Guardian. So one in every five people arrested after their participation in the 2024 summer riots have been reported to the police for domestic abuse.
Oh, who's shocked?
The police data released under Freedom of the Information Law shows that 21% of the 949 people arrested for taking part in the violent disorder have been arrested for crimes associated with intimate partner violence since August of 2024. The riots were initially targeted by false information about the alleged identity of a man who killed three children at a dance class in Southport. So do you remember they like burned down that hotel? Remember me and you were together and I was like, fuck, yes. I've stayed in that hotel they're burning down.
Yes.
21% of the 949 people that were arrested for violent disorder.
949?
Yeah, where have
violent crime records
against their partner.
Who's shocked?
I was like, who should these women? Women and children need to be protected.
Anybody thinks that these people are out here trying to protect women and children is an idiot. Listen to me, you're an idiot. They couldn't give two continental fucks about women and children.
Yeah.
Women and children are nothing to them. They are just violent assholes who hate black people, or brown people, or anybody that isn't Irish.
Yeah.
Like, it's so redundant to have these conversations with people. They're so thick. Like, but yeah, these, I don't know. I was just really upset about that thing about those two young girls in England, and I fuck that judge, honestly. Fuck him, like, to hell. Did Colin ask me to put it in something?
Hang on, before we do that, I wanted to give a shout out to you. There is a wonderful Irish girl on Instagram and TikTok. Her name is Miriam Boosh. So MIRIAMBOOSH. She's an Irish person of colour and she is receiving
the most targeted abuse currently,
and like to the point where people are concerned for her safety, and she is not backing down and she is not giving up. So if you could give her a follow, she's on TikTok and she's on Instagram and she has a number of link trees. So maybe we'll put them up on her Instagram.
Yep, I'll pop them up on the Instagram.
Yeah, she is absolutely amazing and she doesn't deserve any of the hate she's getting online. And she's
her videos are actually incredible. They're really informative.
She's so smart. She's so, like, so intelligent, so articulate, so put together. So, like, in what she experiences on a daily basis, she's also so level-headed. Yeah. In a way that me and you could not be.
Yeah, she's empathetic. She's kind. Yeah. She's also Irish, which is why the racists are chomping at the bit, because she is a person of colour.
Yeah.
And they can't get into their thick little pea brains that somebody can be Irish and not white.
They'll take a picture with Phil in a statue. Phil's
a legend. They'll go over and see all the non-white Irish footballers, though. They're great. Oh, they're fantastic. They're Irish. They're Irish, are they? It's funny how a woman of colour isn't Irish, though. Yeah, she's incredible. Miriam's amazing. As Sarah said, I'll put up all her information.
Do you have any housekeeping? Did someone not send us an email?
Yes, but I want to leave that to the end.
Okay. Right.
But we can probably, Colin's going to put an ad in here.
Here's an ad.
I think I'm going to make tea.
Oh.
Hey, Colin, tell us about the Patreon.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Are you sick of being got at by boredom? Well, Sarah Jane and Emma know the perfect remedy for you. A subscription to the official Murder Most Irish Patreon. For only €6 a month, you can not only support the show, but binge out on exclusive weekly content. Access to our Patreon exclusive MMI Drive show. Bite-sized bonus material. All our show closing songs, plus commentary tracks from me, Colin. Murder Most Irish Patreon for all your murder feminist needs.
Right, well, there was lots of space for Colin to put in and out. If anybody wants a bit of tea, my press fell off my wall, my cupboard in my kitchen, and Sarah saved the day.
I am quite a practical lady when it
comes
to
She's pragmatic. That stuff. I just went, what am I going
to
do?
Yeah, when it comes to emergency situations, Sarah's ADD comes into motion. Colin just looks at other things. Colin's
my pie's in the oven there.
Yeah, Colin's H comes into play in a big way.
Although he did save it, he helped me earlier when everything fell down. He was pragmatic.
He just said to you there, who put the bin?
Who took out bin?
Who put black bag in bin? That's what he said.
That's how Colin talks daily.
Yeah, Colin doesn't.
No, he doesn't use
that. Which is what they in Russia, right? Don't they say there? They don't use
there or a or it. So
in Ireland, we use the word so.
So
I was talking to you.
I sent an email today and I was like, hey, blah, blah, blah. So, what am I doing?
Doing. I put that into emails. What am I all doing? Time.
Why am I putting so in
the email? And I'd be like, so, to conclude.
Yeah. What? And like, also, we deal with people, a lot of customers, clients that aren't Irish. So I'm like, are they reading that going, me going, so.
You know, I know Richard has.
I'm like, that's not what I meant.
My manager has 100% read that's emails from me that go. What I meant. So. I was talking to.
It does sound cunty. Yeah. It does sound like you're going, so.
Yeah. I do so, comma.
So I said to Danny, I was like, look what that email just sent. She was like, what? And I was like, I said so at the start of it. She was like, no. I was like, why did I do that? Yeah, we do that. We say so a lot.
Wanna be my lover.
Anyway, yeah, my cupboard's on the ground. So just.
Okay.
Once again, also, I just wanted to say thanks to everybody who's been so kind about our rebranding and. I don't know what I am. Rebranding.
Reformatting.
Whatever we're doing. We're doing something different. Thanks to everybody who's been so lovely about it and your lovely messages and your comments. And we see them all. And thank you very much. What have people been saying on the Facebook page?
Oh, they've all loved it. They've all been saying very kind and nice things. And then people were asking for the email address to send in the agony aunt stuff.
Yes, if you want to send in some questions, if you have like agony aunt stuff. But hey, listen, not things that we could potentially ruin your life with.
Well, I'm okay with that.
Sarah's fine with that, so she can read it and reply to it. Yeah. It's murdermostirishpodcast@gmail.com. I have one that person sent in. I think they were speaking to you. Mm-hmm. So I have that. So we'll do that at the end and you can give your opinion on it.
Is it a doozy?
It's a doozy. And send us in agony and stuff because I really want to do that. That's lots of fun.
Yeah, I would like to
Once again, I don't want to ruin anyone's life.
What was the one that you said? Vanessa, remember Vanessa used to be on that fucking terrible
Vanessa Feltz.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's a terrible person now.
Is she?
She yes.
Oh, I cut myself again.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Come on, Emma. Why is she a terrible person?
She's like anti-immigration and all that nonsense.
Is she? Fuck?
Yeah, God, yeah.
Her surname Feltz.
Yeah.
That's not British.
No. Anyway, I'm trying something new this week.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, you're going to tell me the thing that I don't...
Right, so...
I didn't look up anything about
Emma
this.
Emma messaged me today and she was like, what the fuck is going on with Katie Price?
A.K.A. Jordan.
A.K.A. the woman who got footed, like...
She did get
by
footed.
By Dane Bowers from Blue.
That is a deep cut.
In a jacuzzi. He stuck his...
Okay, yep, We don't need to. We got. Right? Yep.
That woman. And the only other thing I know her from is when Craig makes me watch the video of her and Peter Andre singing.
Oh my God. Sometimes Craig comes in with videos to me and I'm like, where did you find this?
Right. So here's to say that all of this makes no sense.
I'm so excited about this.
And I've tried my best to put it together as like a timeline.
Okay.
From the beginning of their relationship.
Okay.
To where we're at now.
I just want to say, I asked you about this because I saw one very small snippet of her in a supermarket singing Where's the My Husband song. And I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
I haven't looked up anything else, so I don't know. So.
And also, if you are Katie Price listening to this,
imagine Katie Price,
right? Go to a therapist.
Hey guys, big fan.
Just go speak to somebody because when
also, whoever put those teeth in your head needs to go to prison.
Whoever is doing her plastic surgery,
whoever is pumping her full of Ozempic needs to go to prison.
Should be held accountable because that girl is so unwell.
She's so unwell.
But anyway,
I still need to hear this.
Right. So the Katie Price and Lee Andrews timeline, from the whirlwind romance to the Dubai mystery. That's what I called it.
I love this! Pulitzer.
Right?
Pulitzer is coming.
This is some Daily Mail garbage I wrote here.
No. Pulitzer. There is a Pulitzer from Sergio.
Let's rewind to the beginning because the story escalated unbelievably fast. So this is, you know that scene in Anchorman where they're like, hey, that escalated very fast. Yeah.
Like 0 to 100.
0 to 100. Right. So early 2026, Katie Price meets Lee Andrews in Dubai.
Early 2026?
Yes. It's the same
thing. May.
Yes, it's only May.
Okay.
We're still in early 2026.
That's just
right?
Okay, oh, okay.
Katie Price meets Leandrew in Dubai. At first, it looks like another Katie reinvention story. Glamorous, spontaneous, and very public. Katie reportedly presents Lee as a successful Dubai businessman, wealthy, connected, and living a luxury lifestyle.
Okay.
I'm going to show you some stuff later, and you're going to...
Yeah, I don't believe this immediately.
But this relationship moves at lightning speed. Within days of meeting each other, they're engaged.
Oh, shit.
Within roughly a week, they're married in Dubai. And their wedding...
He saw her coming.
Yes. Their wedding is...
Like a proper wedding, a big wedding.
It's not a big wedding, but like... It's a... Like, they got married. Like, it's a wedding.
Proper wedding.
She looks like she... Yeah. Yeah. Right? To outsiders, it appears impulsive, romantic, and very Katy Price.
Okay.
To people who have brains...
Common sense.
Yeah, like idiots.
Oh my,
right? And like, so it's like big, fast decisions, and there's like public declarations of love. But this is like, I went back to like Katy Price's like relationships,
right?
And this is pretty much all how they
go. Is
this
how she does it? Okay.
Yeah, right? Like, she gets in fast and deep.
Okay.
And then, like, even the Peter Andre marriage, that wasn't like, they had just gotten together, then were engaged, then were
they
married.
Met in a show, right? Yeah. Reality show. Yeah.
And he just, let's just, like, he fucking hooked his little grubby fingers because he was nobody.
Yeah.
He had lost all of his fame.
She was very famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But almost immediately questions start emerging. So within weeks, journalists and social media users begin picking apart Lee's online presence. So he has some of the worst AI photos I have ever seen.
AI?
Yeah. So he has a lot of photos of him outside Harrods. Back in London.
Oh, no.
On a private jet. He clearly is not outside Harrods.
These are just fully AI pictures.
They're fully AI pictures. Like, people... And, like, that's the other thing is he's, like, now with a public person, so there's going to be interest.
People are finding stuff,
so, like, journalists went back and, like, reverse image searched the Harrods AI photo and, like, the front, like, what do you call those things? Like, shelters.
The awnings?
Yeah, the awnings haven't been those awnings since... Yeah, like... Quite
so he was
ago.
Putting these on his unlocked account, like these pictures.
Yeah, on his unlocked account. Because he's a scam artist.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Anyway, but those pictures were there before. Like, these are pictures.
Okay,
that,
they've been there a while, yeah. Kind of thing. Okay.
But he still has continued to use AI as a way. Also, this man looks like a thumb with fake teeth.
Really?
And in his AI photos, he's like a chiseled.
Is he like.
Perfectly lit.
Snatch for the gods.
Snatch for the gods. Upper bleff, baby. Upper bleff. Like.
This episode's called Upper Bleff.
Is that my new favourite thing? Whenever anybody comes into work looking good, I go, upper bleff? Do you have an upper bleff? So people start asking, who exactly is this man? What does he do? And why are there inconsistencies in his story? Then comes one of the strangest elements of the saga, an accusation surrounding social media and AI-generated imagery.
Okay.
So Lee is accused of posting images that allegedly exaggerate his lifestyle and connections, including pictures appearing to suggest links to celebrities, elite business circles, and billionaires. Critics claim some images appear manipulated, edited, or AI generated to make him appear closer to powerful figures than he really is. Suddenly, the narrative is starting to change about this guy.
Okay.
Right? So there is no longer just Katie has married someone quickly, it's now become Katie has married someone who isn't what he claims to be.
How did he think this was going to go?
I don't know, because
but see, this is sheer narcissism to think.
Yeah, but I've done some shady shit in my past, and sometimes I'm like, someone's going to email in here. One time she robbed a...
See that bitch?
She robbed a Freddo out of Malloy's. Right, so... Things get messier. So former partners begin speaking publicly. Seven women making allegations that paint a very worrying picture, describing intense emotional behaviour. Red flag.
Okay.
Grand promises.
Oh, love. Red flag.
Declarations of love.
Okay.
Red flag. Luxury lifestyles and a future plans. Like, so it's all like, hey, baby, I'm going to fly
you
over here.
We're going to be millionaires.
Hey, baby, I've just bought you a Bentley. Hey, baby, I've just bought you this Land Rover. But when you look at the Land Rover, it's leased. He hasn't bought anybody shit.
Oh, my God.
He's renting it.
Oh, my God. Why do people do this?
Some people accuse him of exaggerating his wealth and status. Others describe what they call love bombing, overwhelming affection, commitment and emotional intensity very quickly. It is important to say that these allegations are made publicly and no criminal findings have been found.
Allegedly.
Lee had reportedly disputed or denied aspects of some of the claims made about him. So, whilst all of this is happening, he never ever comes to the UK. And Katie is like...
He's still in Dubai.
Yeah. He's coming to live with me. He's coming here. And then newspapers and like morning TV shows and all of these get involved and they start book both of them to appear on TV shows. Because people are like, he's never here. And all of his AI generated images where he's like, I'm in London. The rumor is that he can't come because he's under investigation.
He can't actually leave the country. Oh yeah, they don't fuck around either.
Yeah. So there's loads of like images that he sent to people being like in Leeds Airport, in Heathrow, in Bradford.
He's not on any of those airports.
They're AI generated. The travel questions. So then suddenly another twist. Leah's meant to travel to the UK with Katie for an appearance on Television Commitments, but he never arrives. Katie initially explains that he cannot leave Dubai. At various points, there are reports of business complications, legal paperwork problems, travel restrictions, and even rumours of a UAE travel ban.
Okay.
Fans immediately start to question the story. So why can't he travel? Why are their explanations changing? Why does nobody seem clear on what is actually happening? So you know the video where you've seen her in the shop and she's like,
Yeah. That's the one I saw.
Yeah, this is all like, she's like, he's coming, he's waiting. Like there is like...
Do you think she really believes that, Sarah Jane?
I don't, like, so there's commentary now to be like, this is like a great big grab
for... PR thing?
Yeah. But like she's been on, like I've watched her do interviews with like journalists.
Like by herself without...
Yes. Him. Where she's like, I've seen his degree. I've seen his master's. He has letters behind his name. He's a doctor.
No, he doesn't.
He has a great big binder and he's shown me. And I'm like, yeah, I could make them. I have Procreate.
This girl, everybody is like this woman down.
So, none of it's clear.
Okay.
Right? So she's scrambling. She goes on TV where he's supposed to be sitting beside her. So, and the two hosts are like, where's Lee? And she's like, he's coming. He's just stuck. It's not what you guys think.
Oh, this is horrible.
Yes!
Oh my god.
Right? So then, chapter 5. The story becomes genuinely bizarre because Katie publicly says that Lee has gone missing. So now, she's switched from he can't travel, there's legitimate reasons, and he's doing the classic Tinder swindler. I'm being kidnapped.
He said he's been kidnapped.
So... according to Kate, she receives alarming messages and videos from him. She claims Lee sent her video footage and FaceTimed her from what she described as a dirty van near the Dubai Oman border.
Oh my god, Sarah Jane.
Katie says he appears distressed. He's allegedly hooded or restrained with his hands tied, telling her that he'd been taken. She claims that he said he'd effectively been kidnapped and that people were coming back for him, and then essentially hangs up the phone. In some of Katie's accounts, she says he's appeared terrified, reference being held, and what she described as a black sight. So also her description of some of this kind of changes every now and then. It's not always the same. Yeah, so he's like, I'm being taken to a black sight. So I have no phone coverage.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Now what I'd like to know is, the video footage just makes me... the idea of him being like, I've been kidnapped, but I've got my phone. They're coming back for me. And I'm not ringing the police.
And my hands are tied, but I've got my phone.
Sounds like a Netflix documentary.
It does. It sounds like a Liam Neeson movie.
Yeah. The public reaction is immediate. So everybody's online speculating. And then the other thing is that the Sun do the, like, tell-all, but they put it behind a pay window. So she granted an interview with the Sun.
Okay.
For this tell-all.
Okay. And they put it behind a paywall.
The day of this kidnapping, that night, that like we're doing a big tell-all on Lee Andrews, is behind a pay window.
Okay.
And she does this thing where she's like, he's been kidnapped. So that's why I think
basically they were
like
deflecting.
Allegedly PR stunted.
Okay, so they're deflecting from the article, basically.
No, I don't think they're... I think they're trying to get people to go to the article because she's gotten paid.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so they're trying
she's
to be like...
she's getting paid.
She's like, if we say this man's been kidnapped, people are going to see this and be like, we have to read this.
Yeah, and so people were online waiting for this. It was breaking at like 8 p.m. on the Sun's website. So people are waiting to get it.
I mean, people are laughing at her, but I feel like she might be also laughing at people.
So that's where I'm conflicted, to
be
honest.
You know what I mean?
Have you actually, because I put up a TikTok being like, are we all just watching Katie Price be like properly scammed in real life?
Or
like, this is Tinder swindler.
Are they in it together?
Or the fact that she granted the interview.
Yeah.
I believe someone reported him missing. I believe she reported him missing.
She reported him missing.
Yeah. Which is also...
Bro, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, right. So then, the Dubai Port authorities reportedly deny everything.
Okay.
And they also... She was saying that he's being held by Dubai authorities. And they're like, no, we're not holding him. Then Lee's father reportedly speaks out and says his son is actually in custody or detained, directly contradicting Katie's kidnapping fears. So he's like... He hasn't been kidnapped, but he's been arrested. Meanwhile, tabloids report that Lee has seemingly been active online during the period he's supposedly missing.
Okay.
So that's the other thing. Like, so he's been, see,
he's he, been on Instagram. Have,
he's
stuff.
Been on his Instagram account, liking things and...
It's like a recipe.
Honestly, I made a video a couple of weeks ago on my TikTok where I was like, hey, 40-year-old men, we can see what you like on Instagram.
We can see it all. Yeah.
Like, please stop.
Can
Thank
see it
God
all.
My dad doesn't have social media.
I know, it's a good thing.
Meanwhile, tabloids report... Oh, I've said that. Others reports suggest that there's legal issues. So some suggest arrest, some suggest hiding. Others question any kidnapping happened at all. And at this point, no one seems to agree on a reality of where he is.
What is actually going on? Okay.
So, and that brings us to now. There's been a whirlwind marriage, accusations of a fake celebrity images and AI-enhanced credibility. There's pictures of him with, like, Kim Kardashian that are fake.
No.
He had to take them down.
Oh, my God.
And the allegations from, like...
And was he like, this is real? Yeah, initially, yeah. This is real.
Yeah, this is me and Kim Kardashian. Because he is allegedly scamming women.
Of course he is.
So he is with these women that have come forward that he's disputing.
Okay.
They're allegedly saying that he's like, hey, if you give me 30 grand of an investment... You're going to get. And look at all of this luxury and power and wealth I have in
this
Dubai.
This is fucking scamming 101.
Right? So, there's accusations of celebrity images on and AI-enhanced credibility. Claims from former partners, questions about money, business and identity, travel ban rumours, a mysterious disappearance, and videos allegedly sent to Katie claiming kidnapping from a van near the Oman. The videos haven't been released either, so it's not like she recorded them. So what is actually true? This remains the biggest unanswered question. So even today, I can't find...
Nobody knows what's going on.
I can't
on.
Get to like the deepest part of the story and be like, where is this man? Who has him? So that sounds to me like he is just ghosting Katie.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get an out now because he knows how it's gone too far.
Yeah, because depending on whose version you believe, the story is either a celebrity marriage gone wrong, a case of deception and manipulation, serious legal crisis in Dubai... Or one of the strangest public sagas Katie Price has ever found herself in. And honestly, I don't know if we'll ever know.
And, okay, so with regards his dad saying he's been...
Arrested. He could just be lying to his father.
I was going to say, have the Dubai authorities spoken?
No, the Dubai authorities have said, like, we haven't got him.
We don't know where he is.
Yeah, like, we haven't arrested him.
So, obviously, he's told his dad then, I've been arrested. But then he's telling her...
I've been kidnapped. But then he's also telling her, I'm on a private jet and I'm on the way, baby.
Just like, where are her family?
I would say whoever is in Katie Price's circle are probably not the people with her best interests. But maybe that's not true. Maybe also she seems like a very... what's the word when someone is harmful to themselves? Destructive. She seems like she has a very destructive...
personality.
Yeah, towards herself. I don't think that girl really likes herself.
Well, obviously not. You know what? I just want to say, with this outfit and this hair, you should get a choker.
Oh, okay.
Be really
Thank
cute.
You.
No, she does seem like... I mean, she's got extreme body dysmorphia. You can tell that.
Yeah.
She does not seem fully there. I don't know if she's medicated. Like... I don't know. The other side of this is like, as I was saying, she's either being laughed at or she's laughing at us. One of the
or
two.
She recognizes that she's being swindled and she's trying to make
she's trying
money,
to make
out,
money
of it.
Out of it. Has he taken money off her? Has she said? Or
she hasn't said, but she was like, I'm involved. Like, there was, before this whole I've been kidnapped, she was going to like go into business with him. And
no,
all this other stuff.
Honey. No, 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 no.
So
no,
let
no.
me show you the pictures.
Oh yeah, let me see the pictures. The
AI pictures.
I'll put one up on the Instagram story.
Oh yeah, this one's been taken down. So here he is apparently with, yeah, Kim Kardashian.
Sarah Jane.
This one, like, if also, that's not an AI image, I don't know what is, because that's not that man.
That's like that dude from that meme, you know, the handsome man.
Yeah.
Please show me what he really looks like.
Here he is on his wedding day, which is what he actually looks like. Yeah, no, not like that photo at all. Like, at all.
How did she meet this twat?
Like,
I just feel like, you know, vulnerable women.
She's vulnerable.
They're just targeted so much, and it's so fucking
sorry.
Sad. Like,
sorry, look at this AI image that you put up of him with the butterfly.
What is happening? But these men, like, but how many documentaries and shit have we watched about men like this? Fully believing their own bullshit.
So that was what I wanted to go into next, right? So what I wanted to say is, do you know of any females that do this to men?
Yes. There's a documentary actually on, I believe it was on Sky, I'm not sure, about a woman who was fully swindling men out of hundreds and thousands of euros.
Was it just one woman?
It was one woman, yeah. Like, I haven't seen, well, I'm sure there have to be women out there that are preying on vulnerable men, especially older men. Maybe lonely older men.
Yeah.
But it does seem to be, like, whenever you watch these documentaries, what makes me sad about these documentaries is it's always women who feel like they're not capable of love or being loved. And then these men know exactly how to target that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They know exactly how, they can look at a woman and be like, right, well, she's, you know, middle past middle age. She's unmarried or she's divorced. Her kids don't live with her. You know, they have targets on these women's backs, which make me really sad. And listen, at the end of the day, as my therapist and I have been talking about this, everybody wants to be loved. So, like, if you know, if that's
sorry, this
kind
is
of
him in London.
With the bus.
With the bus. And the
what the fuck?
Honestly, the pictures just get
me. Do people believe this?
Yeah, the one with the butterfly is my favourite.
Let me see.
Like, I'm just like, sorry. I'm trying to find the one of them in front of Harrods, because it genuinely, the one in front of Harrods made me laugh so much. Sorry, you were saying that people want to be loved.
Yeah, people, whatever. So I think that, like, it's easy to find people, especially women, who kind of feel a little bit lost or unloved, or they want companionship and they don't have it. And then some man is like, hey, I'll be your boyfriend. And then 2 weeks down the line, they're like, hey, so I need 40,000 euro.
I've been kidnapped.
I broke my toe and it's 40,000 euro in my country to fix it. Yeah. And they're like, well, I thought it was a bit crazy. But I gave it to him anyway.
Relationship with Brad Pitt.
Oh my God. Now, some of you, I can't defend.
The Photoshop was, like, it wasn't even AI.
No,
the Photoshop
it was literally, they just cut, like, in the magazine, she cut this picture out of a magazine, stuck it on a picture, and took a picture. Like, it was so bad. Some of you bitches, I can't defend, because y'all are just dumb. But, like, also, when I tell you, you would not waterboard that information out of me to the grave that would go. No one would ever know that I thought Brad Pitt was texting me looking for Brad Pitt, the multimillionaire.
Brad Pitt in a shared ward.
A shared ward with the NHS looking for money off me. Yeah. Like, there's some of them that are, I'm like, well, why would you tell anybody that? And they're like, don't want this to happen to other women. I'm like, I don't think it will.
I don't think
but
it will.
But it is happening. Like, didn't the Gardaí set up that unit recently? Oh my God, my ear. They set up a unit recently for, what's it like? Not love crimes. That's not the correct term.
Romance crimes?
Something like that. Basically, where people are being swindled for money by people on the internet, especially like on apps and stuff like that.
Do you know how that doesn't happen to you? You just live like us and have no money.
Here's the thing. I always say this. If a man met me and was like, I need money, I'd be like, yeah, me too. Do you want to give me some? Shall we get some together?
Yeah, who are you scamming? Because I'll get in on it.
Do you want to see my bank account? Yeah. Because, buddy, this ain't happening. Like, plus, here's the other thing. I don't like me. So if somebody was, like, hyping me up, I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able
to. I immediately, like, my defense is immediately gone. Well, my ex-boyfriend's going to compliment me. Because I'd be like, shut. Like, I immediately don't believe it. Mm. So somebody'd be like, you're amazing. I'd be like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, no. I
don't have any money. I am poor. My cupboard fell off the wall. My house is falling apart. George, I don't have any money.
George, please.
George's like, I have to pay for my, it's always, I got to pay for my degree.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Georgia, 45.
Yeah. I've got to pay for my degree.
For him, you were 50.
My mother is sick.
My mother is sick. Did you see that documentary? I believe it's on Netflix. I could be wrong. About the chef. He's like a famous British chef. And he was adopted when he was younger. And he married a lovely woman. They got together. And then his birth mother came back into his life. And then swindled him out of millions. And then turns out she was not his birth mother at all. She was just like a scam artist.
What?
And like he fully believed this woman was his mum. Like fully believed it. And she was like, she kept saying to him, will you buy me like a Louis Vuitton bag? I can't get it. My money's tied up in the Swiss bank account. Blah. Brother. But then she did that thing where she was like, I'm your mum. So he obviously was like, that's my mum. Also, you're thick.
What chef was it?
I can't remember his name. I'll look it up. Oh, I'm sure, I know his wife was like,
has he lost all his money?
Dumb motherfucker, pretty much, yeah. She took him to the cleaners.
You know when you are scammed, can you get your money back?
Well, unless that person can give it back to you, no.
Huh?
You're fucked.
So they just go to prison?
They just go to prison. Not for long either.
Mm.
It's like 7 years is max. It. What?
Might be worth me doing.
What are you going to do?
Go scam you.
My cupboard just fell off my wall. I can't express to you how much money I do not have. That's, I can't fix that. Somebody else come to fix that.
I'll scam someone else for you.
Will you?
I think I would be good at it.
I think you'd be very good at it.
Honestly, sometimes, and I know I shouldn't say this on a podcast that probably goes not, out no. to the public either.
Mm-mm, say it anyway.
But I legit keep going.
Just say it anyway.
Say more.
Keep talking.
I genuinely think I would be good at it.
Whenever you say stuff like this, I just imagine in my brain like one of those CIA movies from the 70s where they're playing the tape. Play it again. Louder. Turn it up. So I imagine every time you do this.
Like,
don't scam people. Hey,
I wouldn't.
Don't scam
I have
people.
A heart.
Not
I
you.
Couldn't.
People aren't going to be listening to this. Please
I
don't scam
but
people.
Like, genuinely, sometimes when I'm watching them, I think, oh. Like today, I was listening to Maintenance Face.
Yeah.
If Books Could Kill.
Okay.
And it's the newest episode with our husband. It's the newest episode, and they were talking about a book that's quite literally just like, it's the same snake oil salesman shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And while they were talking about the book and being like, this is a snake oil salesman book, I was like, I could do that. I could write one of these.
Probably
and
good.
I was taking mental notes.
No,
that's how I could do. And then I caught myself to be like, why are you doing that? What are you like, doing with this information?
I feel like most people could. Here's the thing. It's not what you write. It's the audience you find. Most, you will find someone that will listen to your bullshit. Like, regardless. Mm. There is always somebody.
Look at this.
Yeah. There's always somebody out there that's susceptible. Why do you think there's so many cults?
Case in point.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Also, Peter from If Books Could Kill. Hit us up.
His voice.
I don't even know what that man looks like.
I do. I've tried to find him on the internet.
Is he handsome?
He's, yeah.
He sounds handsome.
He sounds, and I honestly.
And he's so funny.
He makes me laugh.
And not funny in like an irritating.
No.
Trying to be funny way. He's just naturally funny.
Like, his voice and his sense of humor.
He's so smart.
Sweet Jesus.
He's
married.
Well, I just like to reach know my cupboard fell off my wall and I found out that Peter from The Bus Could Kill is married, so
he has one of the best voices.
He simply has do you want to do the letter?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
If Colin wants to, like, if it's too long, he can split it up. And,
yeah, okay, yeah. Maybe Irish. So this is we asked people for agony aunt questions. This person, lovely person, sent us a letter and they said, hey, please keep me anonymous.
Okay.
So I volunteer regularly at a music venue that's also a community space, you know, hosting open mics, basically giving people who haven't had much experience playing live a place where they can do that. As volunteers, we take tickets at the door or help set up, help with sound and lights, etc. So a year ago, this guy started around the same time I did. Pretty quiet guy. With time, he told me he had suffered a major injury while in the military and spent nearly a year in hospital relearning how to walk, talk and eat on his own. While working beside him, I got to know his personality. He's a thrill seeker and doesn't often have to face the consequences of his actions. Part of his brain was injured in the accident, but from what he told me, he was already making questionable decisions before the accident. I made a mental note not to hang out with him outside of volunteering. However, fast forward to earlier in the year when we were helping out hauling home junk from the venue to the dump. He owns a big ass truck and the venue covered the gas and the cost of going to the dump. This is so American. I chose to go with him in said truck. Everything goes fine until we're driving back. He's speeding like a maniac, breaks another car's side mirror due to his stupid truck being so large, and makes a crazy turn to the point our bodies were slammed to one side of the car. I stopped talking to him that day and never volunteered on the same shift as him. Haven't spoken to him since then. Now fast forward to present day. I get a partial invite to his wedding. After looking at his fiancée's socials, which were linked in the invite, it seems like they've been dating maybe 6 months and she's pregnant. This girl looks so nice and normal. I wish I could have warned her then, but what do you guys think? Is there a way I can tell her not to go through with it, or at least like not expect him to be a reliable partner? You wanted this. Go.
So, what's that scene where she shows up at the...
Mrs. Bouvier.
Mrs. Bouvier.
I will say this to you. This girl knows what she's gotten herself in for.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. That man could not hide his personality for 5 minutes around you. He immediately let you know
who he was.
He told you he had a major brain injury. He told you his entire life story. He then acted erratically and crazy around you in a car. I sincerely doubt this girl that he is marrying doesn't know what he's like. I'd say she is very, very aware. But I understand why you're feeling that way, because also, as any younger girl is listening to this, you ever get into a car with a dude and he starts driving weird? When you get out of the car, never speak to him again.
And never get in the car
that
again.
Is such a red flag. That shit of like, speeding when they're angry,
yeah,
it's the same thing as like punching a wall. They want to punch the wall, they want to drive the car into a wall with you in it. So don't ever, that's not him like getting his anger out, he's fucking crazy. Don't get in cars with men like that, and if you do, just don't speak to them again. But yeah, I am pretty sure this girl is heavily aware of the type of person this man is and has decided to get pregnant with him. So you sending something, to be perfectly honest, will only make you look like some jealous.
But we need another story. So go and tell her.
Put the cat amongst the pigeons immediately.
Tell her all of it and say that you wrote into this podcast.
And they said. Go tell her.
No, Emma's right. Like, unfortunately, in this situation, the sisterly relationship of feminism doesn't come into play, and like she probably does know in her the back of her mind or her subconscious what she's getting into, and maybe she's like lying to herself, and maybe he's capable of like covering her for a period of time. But if you send like a message or you get in touch with this person, one, he seems unhinged and may get back to you.
Just be careful.
And that would make it an unsafe situation. Yeah. And as much as I want to take the piss on this podcast, don't put yourself in an unsafe situation. And two, you will more than likely come across as someone who's jealous.
Yeah.
Which is shit. We obviously know that's
not
what you are.
We know you're not.
And you're just trying to like be a good woman and protect another woman and protect their unborn kid. I do want you to like get on the bus and go and break the wedding up and be
go.
Like, does anybody have anything to say before
me? On behalf of Murder Most Irish.
And me, this man cannot drive.
No, but like just what you said about him, that you had just met him and he told you
everything. Yeah.
Like he obviously cannot keep his shit to himself. So if it would be different if you said to me, I knew him for a year and then all of a sudden all this weird shit started happening, that's different.
I thought
different.
This was going down another route, by the way. I thought it was going to be like, and none of the things he told me are true.
Oh, no. But I will say that if it had been a thing where you've been friends with him for like a year or two and then all of a sudden all this weird shit started happening, because abusers have abusers have this thing where they're able to hide their personality for a really long time till they get you in and then the real shit comes out.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah. Because when, you know, when people say, what was she doing with him? How did she get involved with him?
They love bombing the shit out of you.
6 months in and then you're like, he's beating the shit out of you.
Yeah.
So I am telling you now, that woman that he is marrying knows exactly. She has been in a car with him when he's hit another car. 100%. That man, he was so quick to be like, I have a massive brain injury.
It's a mad thing to tell.
Like within days of you knowing this person, a traumatic brain injury. Also, hey, do you want to get in the car with me, stranger? I'm going to drive crazy. Like, she knows, and I wish her all the best, and I hope she's okay, and the baby's okay, and he's not a remarkably terrible human being. You're very, very kind and sweet and wonderful to even consider saying something.
Yeah, you are.
You're remarkably kind. But yeah, there's no way that this could turn out right for you, because what's going to happen is if you contact that girl and you're like, you drove erratically this one time, she's going to be like, go fuck yourself, I'm having this kid.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You drove erratically into my vagina. Now I'm pregnant.
Jesus Christ, surgery. Well, I was trying to have a legitimate, nice moment.
Hey, if you want this agony aunt SJ, this is where we're going.
But yeah, you are very, very sweet and kind to even consider. Also, I just learned what partyfuls are.
What's a partyful?
Partyful is like an online invitation thingy. Because I heard somebody else saying it the other day. Partyful.
Oh, she's invited to the wedding?
Yeah, they invited her.
You are close to this.
Full modern invites in one click. 100% free, no paywalls.
I'm going to open one. I'm going to party full you to my house for tea.
Please do. I would love that. Yes, yeah. And I will RSVP. Yes.
And then you won't show up?
Way.
Yeah. You'll be like, RSVP. Maybe.
I'll see.
Can't confirm.
This chocolate?
Yeah.
This chocolate, maybe.
No, I'm not buying chocolate for you anymore.
Please.
Graham said to me today, do you ever get chocolate over there? I said, sometimes.
No, you never do. You never do.
I can't believe I actually didn't cop that she was going to the wedding.
So she got invited to the wedding, and so that's why she's like,
but you haven't spoken to this guy.
No.
Are they just looking for a presence?
I just think he needs people on his side, maybe that he doesn't have maybe many friends or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it is. And like you said, you had not spoken to him at all. And now he's being like, do you want to come to my wedding? Girl, this girl knows he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, go to the wedding and tell us all about it. Please,
do not go to the wedding. Do not go to
the wedding. Oh my God, go to the wedding tell us everything.
The Agony Aunt section, grand opening, grand closing. We're done. We can't do this anymore because Sarah's going to give people terrible life choices and we're going to get cancelled again.
Why?
We can't.
Have we been cancelled before?
I'm sure we have.
In the beginning, it was hit or miss.
I just stopped.
Colin didn't know what to cut out.
I just stopped listening to the cancellations. And was like, I don't know. Listen, what are we going to do? What are you going to do? But yeah, thank you for your letter. If you guys can send in more letters, I like this.
Go to the wedding. Go to the wedding.
Please don't go to the wedding. I'm begging you, please don't go to the wedding.
Go and be nice. Like, don't go and be like, hey, I'm here to break
up. What's she going to do there?
Report back. There you go.
Do not go to that wedding.
Take a notebook.
No, like they're going to be out the back shooting guns or something. Do not go to that wedding.
And at the end of the wedding.
No, please don't. But if you have an agony aunt question, murder most.
All of the trucks were missing their wing mirrors.
You can email murdermostirishpodcast@gmail.com. Send us things.
murdermostirish@gmail.com. Nope. Go to the wedding.
murdermostirishpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, do not go to the wedding.
I think
you should. Sarah Jane!
You know what? She messaged me. I'm going to message her directly. thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you next week when hopefully my cupboard will be back on my wall. Colin!
I love your shoes.
Dear diary, dude. I'm so conflicted. Today, I saw this movie about a gay pirate and a guy. Oh my God, I know I hate the patriarchy and I hate fucking men. But this guy, Michael O'Keefe.
Shut the fuck up!
I drink bath water. Hello, my name is Emma. They say I'm dead inside. I hate the patriarchy, but I wouldn't mind the ride. That's when I saw a movie about gay pirate love. Oh, that Taika Waititi has me gushing like a pump.
Hi, Emma. My name is Taika Waititi.
So conflicted, men are trash. Still I let him sniff my gash. I might let Waititi go down on me. I might let Waititi go down. I might let Waititi go down on me. I might let Waititi